Parshas Vayera, Kut Sichas Chelek Aleph, the first Sicha. The Rebbe had this Sicha on the 20th day of Cheshvan, which is the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab, regarding a story that's related to this week's Parsha. Here we go. Today is the 20th of Mar Cheshvan, the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab, the father of my father-in-law, which means the previous Chabad Rebbe. The Rebbe is speaking this. He's speaking about the birthday of his father-in-law's father, the Rebbe Rashab. Accordingly, says the Rebbe, I will relate a story I have told before. Every 20th of Mar Cheshvan, on his birthday, Rebbe Rashab would go to his grandfather, the Rebbe, the Tamar Tzedek. What's the story? Once, the Rebbe Rashab burst into tears when he entered the Tamar Tzedek's study to request a birthday blessing. Rebbe Rashab was then only 4 or 5 years old. How do we know this? The Rebbe makes a calculation because he was born in the year 5621, 1860, and Tamar Tzedek passed away in Nisan of 1866. That means that he couldn't be more than 5 years old. And it was on his birthday, so it had to be this time of year, 20th of Cheshvan. So Rebbe Rashab walks into his grandfather's room, and he starts crying. He says, why are you crying? The grandfather asks the grandson, why are you crying? And the Rebbe Rashab, the grandson, answers that he had studied in the Chumash, or heard of being related, that Hashem had revealed himself to Avraham, our patriarch. In this week's parasha, this parsha Vayera begins that Vayera lo Hashem revealed himself to Avram. The story took place during the week of Parshas Vayera. And the Rebbe Rashab cried, why hasn't he revealed himself to me? His five-year-old kid is crying, calling him a kid. He's a future Rebbe, but obviously he's a special boy. But the cry is, he's not just bothered. He is in tears. He's in pain, complaining, how come there was somebody who God revealed himself to, but it's not to me. How come I'm not getting it? And the Tzemach Tzedek answered him, when, at the age of 99, a Jew, or a second version, a Jew who's a tzaddik, realizes that he must circumcise himself, he must have a bris, then he is worthy that Hashem should reveal himself to him. At 99 years old, when somebody realizes, a Yid realizes that he needs to have a bris, that makes him worthy that Hashem should reveal himself. The child accepted the answer and stopped crying. Now, our Rebbe has a rule. The rule is like this. If there was a story that was publicized, it has to be for a reason. And the reason is that everyone can and should learn a lesson from this story. If this story was only meant for select few, it would not be publicized. And since the Friedrich Pivishov publicized the story, therefore he says the Rebbe is going to take the whole entire call today, the whole entire sicha today is going to be, what's the lesson of the story? How does it apply to us? Here we go. Although the Rebbe Rashab was still a small child, well before his bar mitzvah, even before he had reached the age of chinuch, the age at which he was to be trained in the observance of the mitzvahs, which is usually in halacha, age 5 or 6, and here he's 4 or 5, right? So we're younger than the age of chinuch. When these events occurred, right, when he cried, we should nevertheless learn from the story. The fact that Rebbe Rashab told it to his only son, Rebbe Rayatz. Rebbe Rayatz retold it so that it should be transmitted to people at large, proves that the story is relevant for us as well. We can learn from it two concepts. In other words, both the question and the answer can serve as lessons. Right? The child's question is a lesson, and their grandfather's answer is a lesson. So first we're going to start with, what's the lesson of the cry? What we should cry for? The story about the Rebbe Rashab crying because Hashem did not reveal himself to him teaches us that every Yid can yearn to see Hashem. This applies regardless of the situation he finds himself, even if he has not reached the age of chinuch, meaning that he has so little understanding that not only does he himself not comprehend, but he also cannot absorb any influence from another person. Chronologically, he may be an adult, but when it comes to spiritual matters, he may be like a child who has not reached age of chinuch. As the Eber Hayatz, my father-in-law, said that a yid's years are not counted according to the passports. You don't look at the passport when counting a yid's age. This is a quote of the Rebbe Brayatz. His passport may say that he's an elderly Jew, but in his true spiritual years, in his fulfillment of the Torah and its mitzvahs, he resembles a small child who plays under the table. Every yid can demand and demand forcefully, which is what crying over such a demand means, that Hashem should reveal himself to him just as he did to Avram, our patron. He cries because the matter transcends his understanding. It is loftier than his mind. When the mind can no longer bear something, tears come from what's called moisrei moichin, which is a Kabbalistic term, which means that when your mind can't fathom something, it brings to tears. Every yid can ask for Hashem to reveal himself to him with an intensity that brings him to tears. The Rebbe is saying, where the child cries to his grandfather, Vayeda, I love Hashem, we're all going to be reading on Shabbos the Parsha, that Hashem showed himself to God, to Avram. We're supposed to, and he's a little kid, and he cried about it. Says the Rebbe, this is supposed to, yes, we should be bothered by this. How come we don't see Hashem? This is a concealment. This is not the way it's supposed to be. When Mashiach comes, Hashem will be revealed. That's actually what Mashiach means. People are afraid of Mashiach because they don't know what it is. The world remains just as we know it with one difference. You know what the difference is? Hashem is revealed. The Aleph is in the Geula. Geula now is Golus. Hashem is concealed. Geula is the redemption. One change, just the letter Aleph. Everything we know remains the same. But Hashem is revealed. So the point is, do we have to ask for Mashiach? It's full. Our davening is full of it. Right, every other part of our davening every other bracha in Shemoneh Esrei is about the Geula. First thing is, this is supposed to bother a yid. Yes, we have to cry. We are able to cry over this. We want to be able to see Hashem. Why is it that we can't see it? Next, moreover, every yid can demand that Hashem reveal himself to him in the same way that he revealed himself to Avram, our patriarch, after he fulfilled the mitzvah of circumcision. It was in this spiritual state that Hashem revealed himself to him. Remember, Avram was 3 days after his bris. So he was in a very spiritual situation. And we're talking about not a little kid. And in that place, in that mind space, or in that, you know, mind and wherever Avram was found himself in this holy time of after this bris, that's when Hashem shows up. Says the Rebbe, we also find that Hashem revealed himself to Avram before this. But those revelations are not comparable to this revelation, as reflected in the term used by the Targum, Onkelos V'Iskeli. In other words, whenever Hashem shows himself to Avram before this story, doesn't say the words V'Iskeli, doesn't say it was complete revelation. It was like Hashem spoke, but it wasn't full revelation. When was there a full revelation? Only after the bris. That occurred after the mitzvah of circumcision, which was much loftier. When Hashem revealed himself to Avram, after the mitzvah of the bris, of circumcision, he was no longer called Avram, but Avraham, the letter He having been added to the name. The Gemara states that at the time, Avram became a master over his 5 sensory organs. Why did he get the letter He? He means 5. Because when he got the letter He, he became a master over his 5 organs of the eyes, ears, the male organ, over which by nature a person has no mastery, right? Eyes are 2, ears are 2, and the male organ. He had complete master over it, which by nature, says the Gemara, a person does not have full mastery over it. Previously, when he was called Avram without a hay, he was master only over those tendencies that a person can naturally control. Afterwards, however, as a result of working on himself with his own power to the full extent that a person can achieve on his own, with his own power, he was granted from heaven the potential to control even matters that one cannot ordinarily govern to his own. Even tendencies over which by nature a person would not ordinarily be able to rule were subjugated to him. Avram became a full master over himself. And only then did he do the bris. And only afterwards did Hashem reveal himself. Consequently, it is clear that the revelation of to Avram, our patriarch, after the mitzvah of circumcision, was much loftier than those revelations granted to him before. Nevertheless, as a result of the spiritual heritage stemming from Avram, every Yid, even one who has not reached age of chinuch, which means he has not yet to begin his education in spiritual matters, can also demand that Hashem reveal himself to him just as he revealed himself to Avram after he reached the level he was granted following the mitzvah of circumcision. The Rebbe is giving an incredible contrast. Look at this. Who cried? A four-year-old cried. What did he cry about? Over Avram, after he was in such a high state, he got the hay, then he had a bris, then Hashem reveals himself, and somehow a four-year-old cries that Hashem revealed himself to someone like Avram, but not to him. Says the Rebbe, here's the lesson that you learn. Even if you're just a beginner, you don't know much. You haven't learned much. You're like a four-year-old, so to speak. A four-year-old, says the Rebbe earlier, that plays under the table. You're at that kind of level of your spiritual journey. You're just beginning. The lesson is, you're able to, and you're therefore, you should get yourself. Let the Judaism reach you. Let the connection to Hashem be so raw and real that, yeah, you're able to cry while you don't see Hashem. Even though you're nowhere near Avram's state to which he was at that level when Hashem revealed himself. The four-year-old is crying with real tears. I mean, what do average four-year-olds cry about? Not when they're complaining or just throwing tantrum. Real cries, something that really gives them pain. Yes, we'll say, oh, it's a tzaddik, a four-year-old tzaddik boy. Fine, it's a tzaddik. But the lesson is for everybody. And that's lesson not only for four-year-olds physically, it's anyone at any point, even if you're a four-year-old, so to speak, spiritually. That's what we said, there's no one, a Jew is not by his passport. It's not about the age, it's about the stage. Where are you? No matter where you are, Hashem's revelation, I want to see God, should move you. Don't dismiss that question. Let allow yourself to cry because I don't see Hashem. I want to see Hashem. I want to connect to Hashem on a way that I connect to somebody I can see. Why should Hashem be something that's so vague? That's the first lesson from the boy crying. That all of us can allow ourselves to be bothered to tears, even if we know nothing. I want to connect to Hashem. I want to see Hashem. Why can't I see Hashem? That's the lesson from the boy's cry. What's the lesson from the grandfather's answer? What was his answer again? That a Yid, if he's 99 years old and he has a bris, he is worthy of Hashem revealing himself. What's the lesson for that? To that for all of us? Here we go. From the answer, the revelation, the Talmudic answer, the revelation to Avram came because he realized that he must circumcise himself. We can learn the following. True, every Yid can demand that Hashem reveal himself to him. However, this requires a prerequisite. He must know that he needs to circumcise himself, to mal himself spiritually. This means that despite all the virtues he possesses, whether actually or at least potentially, he must still take another step. As we discussed earlier, potentially every Yid can reach the highest levels. And as the sages teaches, every Yid is obligated to ask himself every day, when will my deeds reach the deeds of my patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? The fact that Avram is mentioned together with Yitzchak and Yaakov shows that this refers to Avram and the level he reached after the mitzvah circumcision. Nevertheless, despite his potential, every Yid must realize that he needs to circumcise himself. There is a chazal that says that every person should ask every single day, when will my deeds reach the same level as the deeds of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Why would you ask that unless it's possible? So potentially we say, every Yid can become as holy as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Everyone can reach the highest levels. Potentially, B'koyach, everybody can reach it.
Survive fire.
Everyone can reach it. Everyone is able to. Everyone has it within potentially. But here's the problem, says the Rebbe. Everyone needs to go through a bris. And we're not talking about here now a bris that we have when we're 8 days old. We're talking about a spiritual circumcision. Everyone must go through this. And that's the lesson of the grandfather's answer. You want to see Hashem. You know why Avram saw Hashem, or Hashem showed himself to Avram and not to you? Because a 99-year-old man, no matter how much he already accomplished in life, he realized that he needs to have a bris. Ah, that triggers a revelation of Hashem. Why? What does it mean, a bris, says the Rebbe? What's a bris? Practically, there's some foreskin. There's foreskin, the skin that covers a part of your body. And a bris means that we have to remove that foreskin. Every single one of us has a spiritual foreskin that covers our heart. And we have to cut that. We have to circumcise that.